again. Good afternoon. Whoa. As they said, the boat is sinking. Yeah. Anyway, good afternoon once again. Welcome to the English service of the Mitake Green Chapel. I saw Joseph. Welcome again. So this is prayer and testimony time. And if you have something to share or say, like if you have praise to report, you are free to come to the front and share it to us. And if you are crying, if you please open with me at your bulletin. So we have some prayers and praises there. If for your personal time, please include this in your prayers. By the way, I would like to thank Eric for continually being faithful in handling the Bible study for the Filipino group. This morning we had, we are actually few, getting fewer and fewer every day. And they're replaced with angels all around us. I know we have a lot of challenges as to with our schedules, but thanks God for, He has preserved all of us, especially Kuya Eric. Yesterday he sent me a message that he was not feeling well, but I know it's an attack of the Lord. Some of our members are also not feeling very well. Starsha is not feeling well, so please continue to include us in your prayers. Oh, she's angry at you. No, I'm just joking. Anyway, yeah, this morning we have a very, I would say, a meaty Bible study. Meaty Bible study. Bible study is one of the ways that God would allow us to grow spiritually mature. So it's okay to have your own Bible study, which eventually will make you fall asleep. And that's my experience. If I have my own Bible study and suddenly I woke up, oh, was it a dream? Did I finish it or not? Well, it's good to have your own Bible study, but it's greater to have a group Bible study because the person next to you can just, hey, wake up. It's your time to read. It's your time to share. Well, yeah. I encourage everyone to join a Bible study wherever you are. So, yeah, it's a blessing that we have this building, we have this church to really provide us a place to just freely study the Bible. I can't imagine other countries have the freedom to just hold the Bible. But for us, we have a very beautiful smile kang. Sugoi de show. A very convenient place to really study the Bible and without any obstruction or anybody to stop us. So it's a very big blessing for us. Much more we have to speak the language that we are very comfortable to speak. The Tagalog and Bisaya language. So I am very grateful for this church to having provided us with the chance to really have that Bible study. For the information of everyone, I think we are already in the sixth year of having the Filipino group Bible study. And people come and go, they come and go. And I believe those seeds that were planted in the hearts of those people who came to the Bible study are already growing. Wherever they are right now, most of them or some of them are already married, are having their own families. But I know and I believe that the word of God that has been planted in their hearts through that Bible study will grow. That is one of my hope in the Lord, that as they venture outside, they will also be used by God and create their own Bible studies in their houses, in their own communities. So, yeah, I am one of the products of a Bible study. And because I argue a lot. I argue a lot and I question. But with the help of the Bible study, I am enlightened. I can't ask myself a question because I don't know how to answer it. But in the group, when you ask the question, somebody, God will use that someone to explain to you. Because the Bible is a very mysterious thing. Very mysterious thing. It's so many, many words that you cannot understand. But with the help of the Bible study, you can understand a little by little. And everyone in the group will really grow together. So I encourage you to please join the Bible study. Yeah, and continue to include the Bible study ministries in this church in your prayers also. So we have different Bible study groups. I don't know if we have the Iwakuni, we have Friday, we have Wednesdays. So please include them in your prayers also. Okay? Yes. It's your time. It's your time to share. Time to speak. Hi.
Thank you, Michelle. I have been raised in three Bible studies. One Bible study with Jim at YMCA, and another Wednesday Bible study with Pastor Hideko, and another tomorrow we will have that Bible study with Helen and three other Japanese Christians through Skype. And today's my request and my report to you is that last Friday I met our daughter's closest friend. A few of you could remember Hitomi Nagano. Now she has a title of Doctor Law of Tokyo University, and she is a professor at Law Department at Jochi Christian University. And next spring, she will go to France again to study for another 1 year. So before that, she and I wanted to meet together. So I met her in Tokyo last Friday, and then I said to her, when I find the meaning in God's giving me, God's placing our daughter with such a illness, mental illness, in my hands or at our home, then I will find an utter meaning definitely. So I will receive her. I will kneel down before Him. And then I will gladly continue to love her and to give her loving care. And then it's my honest word. And then see Nagano Hitomi. And I share something important. So she's not a Christian yet, but I hope she could understand what I said. Thank you. I'm very thankful that Holy Spirit told me what I should say to her. Such a brilliant lady. Thank you.
name is Makiko. This is a prayer request for me. I decided to take operation end of this year for removing tumor that as uterus as removed. As I've been having the hormone treatment past 3 or 4 months, but the result is not good. It doesn't get smaller, so our doctor say you cannot wait because it cannot tell that it's, you know, could be a because it could be a chance to be a cancer. So it's and you know you cannot tell unless you open and see. So I say, well, I guess I have to. So I didn't want to because I already have our experience of 3 times having baby with a C-section. So I don't want to have another operation anymore. And my stomach, but well, I had no choice. And so I already told Rikito, second son, to come back from Tokyo to help us for business. And so I can, I had to take at least 3 weeks. So, well, just need a prayer that hopefully it's not a cancer or anything. And so we'll be healthy again. Soon. So yeah, I might not see you in New Year day, but I'll see you next year after that operation. Okay, thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Grace, and I want to thank God. So many things happened in the past 2 weeks, and God is really good to us. Before I went for my conference, I told you I had 4 weeks to revise my paper and resubmit. And so I just had 1 week, I think 1 week in Japan, and 2 weeks, yeah? And the last week, I was to go to United States. So I didn't have much time to work on my paper. But I managed to finish the portion of work that I was supposed to do because my colleagues were kind enough, so they offered to help me with part of the work that was requested. And so I finished, by God's grace, I finished the one I needed to do before going to United States because the 4 weeks were ending just when I'm coming back from United States. So I was supposed to submit my paper on, was it like 16th, when I just arrived back to Japan. So I knew I needed to finish before going because I couldn't do experiments in 1 day or just in 1 night. So I thank God I managed to finish my portion and my colleagues hadn't finished, so they were not traveling with me, so I hoped they will finish within the time I was in United States before I came back. But one of my colleagues, she's a lady and she has 2 young children, 3-year-old and 1-year-old, and her babies became sick, and so she couldn't do my work. And I know this journal is one of the most strict journals. Those who know journals, it's one of the nature family of journals, and they're very strict. And they just gave me 4 weeks, and I don't know what to do because just 1 week left, and somebody has sick babies, and the kind of work she was supposed to do for me, she's the only one in the department who can do. So I had nothing to do. So I just waited, and I prayed, and I emailed the journal. I told them, unfortunately, I may not submit my work within 4 weeks because one of my colleagues has a sick baby and she cannot do part of the work. And they didn't reply to me, so I just sent her an email and said they haven't replied, so just try your best. And she actually managed to send me the work before the deadline, but I needed time to work on it. And the other colleague also hadn't finished. She also had a back problem and I have to wait. But just maybe the day I came back to Japan, I received the email from the journal and they told me, you are free to submit anytime you want. And it was really a blessing to me. Anyway, they gave me an extension, but I managed to finish all the work within the time they gave me, or just 1 or 2 days later. And I managed to submit. So I submitted, I think it was a Monday this week, and I'm waiting for their response. We are all hoping for a good response, because actually I didn't want the work to extend, because I decided I'm going to Kenya for my brother's wedding and for some vacation. So if they extended, I didn't know what I would do. So I was just praying. Now I'm just waiting, because I do not wish they give me more work to do, because in 2 weeks I have to go to Kenya. So if they tell me to do something, I'm just hoping they don't. We did our best, and by God's grace, we are hoping they will accept our paper. So thank you so much for your prayers, for God's hand in my work and in our life also in Japan. Joyce had some coughs and running nose when we went to the United States, and I just thanked God she didn't have a fever, because I don't have health insurance. So I just prayed, God, we don't want to fall sick in the United States, you know. So we just bought some small drugs that can help relieve the coughing and everything. And she was fine throughout the journey. So I blessed the Lord for that. And just a reminder, we have prayers every Sunday before the service. We pray for this service, because there is no congregation that doesn't need prayer. Everything that happens here will be pushed by prayer. So please, if you can, join us on Sunday, Smile Can, second floor. Anybody can pray with us. There are no prayer specialists. Yeah, let's say like that. So just come. You can just sit there and pray in your heart with us, or pray loudly with us. We need a team of prayers. Yeah, we are also praying that God will bring new people who, you know, we have people who have a burden for prayer. They are like called to pray and intercede. We are trusting God for this kind of people. I just look forward to that day when we will hold our hands as a team praying, like 5 or 10 people, you know. We have so many of those back home in my country, in Kenya, and I really look forward to those here in Japan. They can happen. We have people scattered all over Hiroshima, and God wants them to be here. So when you kneel down and pray, God will bring these people together, and we can join hands and pray. Amen. So please don't forget, Sunday, 12:45, Smile Can, second floor, first room on your left hand. Prayers every Sunday for the sake of the English service, especially because we need God to bring more people here. We are not enough. We still have space for many, many more people. And I have an encouragement to share with you today from the book of Luke, chapter 15. We know this story. It's a very famous story. If you don't know, please open it. I won't read, but just look at it. Luke, chapter 15, verse 11 to 32. It's called the story of the prodigal son, or the lost son. And I know most of us know it, because we learned it from, like, Sunday school. But this devotional gave me a new aspect to it, and that's what I want to share with you. So Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to 32, we know the story. For those who don't know, it's about the father who had two sons. The younger son said, I want my part of money, wealth. So the dad gave him, and he went and spent the money, and it was finished, and he was hopeless. And he decides to come back to the dad, and the dad welcomes him and brings him back home again. So I will read the devotional just about that portion of scripture. If you grew up in Sunday school like I did, or spent any amount of time in church, there is a good chance that, like me, you've heard a few sermons on the parable of the prodigal son. However, a little while ago, I listened to a sermon where they explained this parable in the most memorable way I've heard it. What they were proposing was that this passage should not be called the prodigal son, but instead the good father. There's something so beautiful about this parable when you switch your focus from the son to the father. I know that in some way we all can relate to at least one of those two sons. The son who squandered everything, who ran away thinking of ourselves, only to get taken advantage of or make poor choices. Or the son who did everything the right way but struggles with pride or jealousy when we see grace extended to someone who didn't work as hard as us or doesn't deserve it in the same way we feel we do. So at some point you are either of those two sons, yeah? However, when you take a step back and begin to see this story not just with the son as the focus, but with the good father as the focal point, it becomes such a beautiful picture and insight into our Heavenly Father. With no hesitation, he gives gifts to his children, even when he knows that the son in the parable, or that we in our lives, probably won't steward the gifts in the best way that we should or could. One of my favorite parts happens in verse 20, as the son was making his plan to return to the father, hoping to be hired back as a servant. It says, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. Not only do we have a heavenly father who forgives us and takes us back with no questions asked, no matter what we've done or how long we've been gone for, he's waiting and watching for the moment that we simply turn back towards him so that he can run to meet us with his arms of grace open wide to welcome us home and embrace us. As we live our lives and inevitably make mistakes, if we could have that image branded in our minds of the good Father, arms open wide, running to meet us, wrap us up in a hug and take us back home, that will change the way a lot of our lives live our lives. I'm so glad we serve such an incredible, loving God, ready to run to us and embrace us anytime we turn towards him. Amen. God bless you.
Hello, my name is Darcy. This is Yua, and tomorrow Yua will be 7 months old.
Yay!
So yeah, we're trying to teach her to use a microphone before 7 months old. I'm just kidding. I wanted to share with you a kind of a neat opportunity for us in our town of Oasa. We're friends with a family that runs a cafe in our area. It's a couple kilometers from our house. They run the cafe on the second floor of their house. It's a really awesome little spot. And we've become kind of friends with them, and they know our family. They have two daughters that are the same ages as our daughters, which is kind of fun. And I was at the cafe a couple weeks ago, and they were saying, you know, Darcy, like the man was saying, the dad was saying, like, I'm really moved by your lifestyle. Thankfully, my friend Aya Ono, who goes to the Japanese service here, she was with me. She's actually friends with these cafe owners as well. She's known the grandmother of the cafe for 30 years. So Aya's like, could you explain to Darcy more what you mean by you're moved by their lifestyle? And he's like, yeah, I mean, like, you guys moved here. You want to do this project with the Kikamori, but also, like, you've adopted these babies. And I just think that's really interesting, and I think a lot of people in our area would be very interested to hear the story. So, choto onegai gozaimasu. So, he asked if we would share about adoption at the cafe, like have a special event, and he'd put out flyers, and people could come and hear about adoption in the countryside of Japan, where adoption is even more rare. So we're going to be doing that on December 15th, and one of our friends, also our ministry team, Kyoko Clenenden, is going to provide some translation so we don't have to only speak in really simple terms. We can actually share our hearts. And it was wonderful, too, in that conversation when the cafe owner was asking me to do this, Aya-chan was explaining, like, well, you know, like, Art and Darcy are Christians, so, like, a big part of why they do this is because of their love of Jesus, because God loves them, blah, blah, blah. And it was like, yeah. And that's just a praise. Like, Aya-san has become a good friend to me. She's just a blessing from God in my life, and she's my closest Christian sister geographically to where I live. She lives 25 minutes away, which is like your neighbor when you live in the countryside. And I just love being with her. And when we're together, God does really cool things, like this invitation at the cafe. Or before then, we were looking at some fall leaves at this little park, and we ran into two people that we both know. She's known for much longer, but just guzen dake, like at this place, like ran into one. Oh my gosh, Aya-san, can you believe we ran into her? And then we turn around and we run into this other person. I just feel God's like, these people love them together in this crazy little town. And then we go to the cafe, and then we get this invitation. And so we want to share, obviously, when we share on the 15th, we want to share, like, why we love adoption, just as Aya-san was sharing in that conversation. So we ask for your blessing over that preparation, for people to be interested. I think people are curious. They have a lot of questions. That's normal. Like, adoption's not common, and no one really has a lot of opportunities to ask adoptive families questions. And we love those questions. So, but yeah, that they would also hear about God's heart of love for them, that they want, that he wants to adopt them into his family too, just as we've brought these girls in. So, yeah, we have some time to pray it up. It's on a Saturday, 2 to 4. You're also welcome to come on out. It's so convenient to hear. It's only an hour on the highway, come on. And round trip, like, you know, sun's in on the highway, anyway. But you're welcome to come on out. You'd win so many points of love from me. Please pray with us for that time, that God would really do something. Like, it's really cool, you know, like, he's just doing it. Like, I just like to go to that cafe with my friend Aya, because she also knows it. We just go there. We just know this family. We just have invited them to do fun things together a little bit. And, like, so sweet when God just, like, makes opportunities like that. So, thank you.
Good afternoon, Fernando. Just thanks for your prayers for my family, and please continue on supporting us and the work. Just as a report, I went to the coordinators meeting today, the last of this year, and just the report. Next Sunday will be, at the end of the service, will be a financial report. If you business meeting. So if you're interested about knowing about the finances of this church, like Michelle say, we're blessed with the Bismarck Khan and everything has been financed here very diligently. So they make a report very clear. So if you feel like coming early, if you come early next Sunday, you'll see the meeting here. It'll be right after 12 o'clock. So we'll be here and going through the accounting and giving praises to the Lord for all the benefits that we have received. So pray for Ito-san, he's the brother that he managed the money, so praise for him. And he reported that the concert was 100 people came attended, so give praise to the Lord for that. There was 100 people attended last Sunday on the concert. And for the events of next month to the end of the year, the only thing to report was the 23rd will be, the 26th is Family Christmas. It will be a special Christmas with some of the members will do something in the stage. So, and the children will sing. So if you want to come on the 16th, on Sunday 16th, that will be the Family Christmas. And the 23rd is the Christmas service. And in the Christmas service, we usually have a potluck. But whoever, any of you who's single, don't worry about bringing anything. Just come hungry. We have a lot of food, so please come early and enjoy the potluck. And we have the family Christmas. We have a children room. So if you have friends that have children, please invite them. We have a kids' Christmas. And the 24th would be Monday. 7:30 will be the candle service this year. So if you have time on December 24th. And New Year's service will be on Tuesday, only from 10:30 to 12. So, and then the service will continue normally on the Sunday. So we'll be one extra service on the Tuesday of the 1st. And that's all the reports. So we usually take turns with Jim and I to represent us as an English service. So they always ask us, there's something new, there's something to report. So please, if it's something that we need to be report, just let us know. I usually mention Art and Darcy's ministry, prayers for the Filipino members that have to struggle with visas and things that they have to do, and for worship team, and things like that. But if there's anything you would like to, you know, keep us updated, Jim and I, we're the ones who, at the first Sunday of the month, we have to go to the meeting and tell something to praise about or sell. This is our group sell, the English service. So continue praying. And they have the schedule for next year. Just maybe one thing to remember is the second Sunday of next year will be a blessing for the first graders and the school. Our children that goes to a new school, they usually get a blessing here in the service. So next year on the 13th, there will be the ceremony for blessing to our children that started to school. I don't know if any of our children are changing grades or getting to a new school. They can come and be blessed by Pastor Hiroshi. So just that, that's the only thing. So thank you for everything, and praise the Lord.
Just as Fernando finished talking, I got a text message from my sister. There's some ongoing issues. I'll share that first. Just a little bit of background. I have a younger sister. She's about 3 years younger than me. And she's been suffering with, she's been diagnosed, many years ago, she was diagnosed with schizophrenia. And she was put on medication. And over the years, when she stays on her medication, she does okay. Her life is fairly stable. But very recently here, she stopped taking the medication completely. And she, as always, she became much more unstable. And on Tuesday night, late Tuesday night, she made an attempt to kill herself. It was, I don't know the details exactly. She's living in an assisted living home with other people with problems, and evidently she turned on the gas or something like that. I don't know. My sister didn't really know all the details, but it was considered a serious enough attempt that emergency personnel came out. She was hospitalized, and she's hospitalized right now. So my sister is asking for prayer, that if you could pray for my sister Mary, my younger sister Mary. I'm using two sisters. My older sister Ruth is the one that's telling me all this, but my younger sister's name is Mary. If you could please pray for my younger sister Mary, that the prayer requests, okay, don't make it confusing. The prayer requests are that the doctors would figure out what's going on with the medication. Was the medication she was on before, was it the right kind for her? It might be that there were a lot of bad side effects. That's what we're wondering, that maybe that she stopped taking it because she couldn't stand the side effects. So if you could just pray that the doctors will figure out, is this really the right medication for her? Does it need to be changed or the dose changed or whatever? And also that they could figure out, is there any other problem now? Not only schizophrenia, but for example, she's been extremely forgetful lately, just seems to be forgetting everything, and the current doctor is wondering if she might be showing signs of dementia, and if she is showing signs of dementia, then that affects what medication she's given and how much and so on, and how she'll be treated. So just that they can figure out what's really going on with her overall, and whether she needs adjustment of medication or different kind of treatment or whatever. So I was very alarmed when I got the news that she attempted suicide, but in a way I was kind of encouraged, because often in the States, the only way you can be sure to get treatment in many people's cases is if you try to kill yourself or someone else. And so in her case, she's getting treatment even when she was refusing it before. Now she has to get treatment, so I think that's a good thing. So please pray for the doctors to evaluate her correctly and get her the treatment that she needs. My younger sister, her name is Mary. And just as I always ask prayer for my son Micah, and You know, I was thinking just today how much Art and Darcy, how much they've invested in him, and Art's come to our house a number of times and helped out tremendously. And I just want to keep asking you to pray. Luke 15, I love Luke. The parables are just wonderful, and Luke, all the parables of Jesus are wonderful, but three chapters over, Luke 18, Jesus told them another parable. So to the end that they would always pray and not give up. So that I really need to adopt that as a theme for my life. I'm not as consistent in praying as I should be, as God wants me to be. But I'd like to ask you to pray with me also for our son Micah. He's been very calm since the last incident I shared with you, and he's been very quiet. And we have an appointment for December the 4th at just a minute, Kusatsu Byoin Toshi, is that right? Kusatsu Byoin, I think Kusatsu Byoin, to see a doctor there about his to give him a physical checkup. That's December 4th. So please continue to pray for my son Micah, and please pray for my daughter, my younger sister Mary, that the doctors will be able to figure out what's really happening with her and what they should do for treatment for her condition. Thank you very much for your prayers. Thank you.